Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, hold the spatula. We're diving headfirst into the sizzling world of AI.
Ooh, exciting. Something about Google DeepMind cooking up a new AI team?
You got it. They're building AI models that can simulate the physical world. Think, like, a virtual playground for robots, or the ultimate video game engine.
Whoa, who's leading the charge on this?
Tim Brooks, a former co-lead on OpenAI's Sora video generator. He jumped ship to Google DeepMind, and now he's assembling this new dream team.
So is this related to Google's other AI projects, like what were they called, Gemini and Veo?
Exactly. They're tapping into those, plus Genie, their world model AI. Apparently, the goal is to scale these models to insane levels of compute.
Insane how? Like, can my toaster run this?
Probably not. They're talking about massive generative models, the kind that could eventually lead to artificial general intelligence, or AGI.
AGI, the stuff of sci-fi movies?
The very same. Imagine AI that can do anything a human can. It's a long shot, but that's the direction they're pointing.
But what about the creative industries? Are artists going to be replaced by robots?
That's the million-dollar question. Some studios are already using AI to cut corners, but others like Odyssey are focusing on collaboration with artists. It's a tricky balance.
And what about the legal side of things, copyright issues and all that?
Another great point. Training these models requires tons of data, including video game playthroughs and other content, which raises some serious copyright questions. Google claims it has permission from YouTube, but the specifics are murky.
Sounds like there's a lot to unpack here. World models, AGI, copyright battles, it's a whole new world.
It is, and it's evolving faster than we can say algorithm. Definitely something to keep an eye on. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.